and I expect I'm some shorter now. Wilkie's eyes grew distant. Slim, what is the elevation in your unit? How deep are you?
Oh.
Slim frowned and looked into the hole.
Well, that's hard to say. You want me to guess?
Slim, this is science. We don't guess. We measure. Wilkie pitched him a measuring tape. Use the string level and measure down from there. Slim pulled out the tape and squinted at it.
Good honk. Did you notice all these weird little lines?
Yes, they're centimeters. We use metric units.
You know, I got stung by a centimeter one time and it hurt for 3 days.
Wilkie laughed and shook his head. Slim, step down into the unit and measure your elevation.
Do I have to use all them little marks on the tape measure?
Yes.
Slim heaved a sigh. This is worse than brain surgery.
He got down in the hole and told Alfred to pull the string level, a string with a level hanging from it, tight. When the bubble metalled in the lid of the settled in the middle of the level, Slim pulled out a strip of tape, set the end of it on the floor of the unit, and squinted at the marks on the tape.
Well, it says either 50 or 50,000 or 500 million. I can't tell which.
Wilkie rubbed his chin. 50 centimeters. You ought to be pretty close to the floor of this house, but the north wall is over there. He pointed to another unit. That's where you'd expect to find a big rock. What's it doing in the middle of the house?
Little Alfred said, Maybe it's a dinosaur bone.
Wilkins smiled. Believe me, it's not a dinosaur bone. Not in these parts. He turned back to Slim. Well, take your unit on down and leave the rock in place. When you get down to 60 centimeters, we'll take another look at it.
Can I use a shovel?
A shovel? Ha ha!
Will I have to measure again?
Yes.
When's quitting time?
Wilkins strolled away. Midnight.
Wilkins, you're even crueler and more heartless than High Loper, and that's nothing to be proud of.
To no one in particular, Slim muttered, This archaeology reminds me of a cold.
Just when you think it can't get worse, it gets worse.
Nobody was listening to his complaints, so he went down on his knees again, folded up his legs, and started scraping dirt with a trowel. Alfred did the same, but with less grumbling. Scrape, scrape, pick, pick, brush, brush, hoe, hum. Time sure did crawl. I sat for a while, laid down for a while, yawned 3 times, scratched 2 fleas, and took another yawn. Oh, hum. But at last, some excitement appeared on the scenery. A grasshopper landed right in front of me. You know, on an ordinary day, I don't get excited about grasshoppers. Drover does, but I don't. But this was turning out to be a pretty slow day, so I flipped the switch for slow hydraulic lift, rose to my feet, and began inching my nose towards the hateful grasshopper. When he flew, well, maybe I tried to fly too, only thank for crying out loud. Okay, maybe I'd gotten absorbed in the grasshopper and had forgotten about, well, Slim and the hole and so forth, and flew right on top of his back. Anyway, I got his attention.
Alfred, call your dog and get him out of here.
Alfred climbed out of the hole and called me. I leaped out of the hole and followed him away from Slim's crummy little playpen. By George, if he didn't want my help, that was fine. I had better things to do, and he could just, I don't know, suffer through life without me. What a grouch.